Good morning. It's great for me to be here with you. I was here in February, but I was with Pastor Julian. Now I am here with my wife. She's an amazing woman of God. When I was a minister in this town, Târgu Secuiesc, in Romania, she was my interpreter for me in Hungarian. I preach in Romanian, she was interpreter for me for Hungarian people. And I baptized her and her family. After 3 years later, we get married together. So it's interesting how is the life with God, you know. And let's open in Genesis. Thank you, Pastor Tom and Lygia. Actually, I realized I knew them before they be married, right? Genesis 27. No, sorry, 28. The verse is 15. Behold, I am with you, and I will keep you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoke to you. Thank you, Father, for this church, for this day. Please blessing us. We need to listen to you, to understand your word. Thank you. Just we have an expectation from you, Lord. Thank you. We ask this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So our church in Romania was planted by Pastor Philip Rib from France. He's now in Switzerland. He used to say many times to us, our life means problem. Like 90% from our life means problem, trial, and the rest still the same problem. So we need to see the reality. Sometimes we dream. Everything will be fine. Everything will be okay. Don't worry. But when we look for our life or the other life, in one way, the life is not easy. It's very easy for us to catch to what we have, what we knew. It's very easy if I enjoy to my car, my house, my job, my family. It is okay, God gives to us. But that is now, it's not our identity. God, he is jealous. He wants to belong to him. He wants to us to stay with him in the fellowship. Because that is the right order what God created us. Between me and my wife should be him. Between me and my children should be him. Between me and my car, my job should be God. Between me and my money should be God. So that is the right order. So many times we get in the problem because we change the order, you know. We do in our way. We do in our thinking. We think this is right, but it's not right. So the life is not easy. We have to see the reality of the life. We know some sure things. We die one day. We became old. We became sick. We lose everything. Everything what we have remain here on the ground, on the earth. We don't take anything to us. We just administrate it after we give to our children. But our children, they follow us. We don't go back. They follow us, and the stuff what they have, give to the next. So what is important is to understand God has a calling for us. God, he knows your name. He knows who you are. So I think we need to ask, to cry to God to give us wisdom, to show to us what is most important in this life, which is very, very short. So we can see from this verse about Jacob, you know, in his life, he didn't have a very nice, maybe, life. He just steal the blessing from his brother, you know. And he tried to run, how to say, to escape, you know. Of course, his mother helped him, go, because your brother, he will kill you. But we can see here in this verse 15, how God managed this situation. Look on this verse and let's think. Here we have like three things, right? Behold, I am with you and I will keep you wherever you go. That's an amazing promise for Jacob, you know? I am with you. Wherever where you're going, I'll be with you. Yeah, but Jacob, he just is a sinner, big sinner. He do a big mistake, less than one, more. That is our life. We do sin, we do mistake a lot in every day, But that doesn't change the promise of God. I will be with you wherever where you're going. I will be with you. It's amazing who showed the character of God. He showed to us his love. I will be with you. Lord, but I am a sinner. Lord, I do this. I think like this. Now, I give to you a new identity in Christ. You are a new man. You have a new life. You have a new calling. So that has changed my mind. I think it's very important who I thinking. I think with myself, I think what say the other people, or I think what God said in his word. That is our decision. I think to have a right order, to have an amazing fellowship with God, we need to accept what he said, not who said the other or what I think in my mind. So, because the Bible says God, he will be with me. By Jesus Christ, we are not worthy for that. But because Jesus, he gives to us a right position. He makes us like holy. We belong to him. So God is with us in every situation. The second thing is here, what he say. So I will be with you, right? Where you going, I will bring you back to this land. Wow. I will bring you back. This is send me to like the man, his creation, us. We was to not to live in the sin, not to be split from God. We was created from God to stay in the fellowship with him and praise to him. But because of our sin, we are split from God. We have our own life, our own decision. Only this is my food, this is my car, this is my job, my. Everything's about my, you know. But God, he said, I will bring you back in this land. What means that? We can go a little far. Jesus, I'll go, my father. I'll go, I'll die for them to bring home. Now the church belongs to God. We belong to Jesus forever, not just for this earth. Forever we belong to God. I will bring them home. So when we come to stay in the fellowship with Jesus, when we came to the church, that is we live a life like forever in eternity. We touch the heaven because here is the Holy Spirit. Here is the Father, is the Son, is something amazing. So that is the character of God. No, I'll bring you to home. Where is our home, my brother and sister? Is in our home here in Kopapar? No. That is for a while time, a little time. Our home is the heaven. It's Colossians 3, I think. 3 and 3 or 3:20. Yeah, our home is there. So We have to understand God, he prepared something more than what we can understand. For that, it's our identity doesn't should be in this world, what we have, what we're thinking about ourselves. For I will not leave you until you have done what I have spoke to you. Wow. God never has changed his mind. Whatever what he gives to us, he gives forever. Yes. Yesterday, great time, two guys, they received Jesus Christ. By faith, we made that with Pastor Tom, with Coretta, we was to preach the gospel outside. We spoke with people here. They receive Jesus Christ. That is forever. We have received Jesus Christ. That is forever. We are not worthy for that. That is the grace of God. The grace of God keep me to turn back to him again. If I fell down the sin, his grace bring me to back home. All the time, because God is good. Of course, we are not agree with our sin or with our mistake, but all the time, he waits for us. You remember about the son, prodigal son? The father wait him on the gate and every day. Where my son come? That is God who wait for us and every day. When you'll come to stay in fellowship with me? When? Come, please, today. Take the Bible. Take a coffee. Just stay in fellowship with me. So, all the promise was God. He did. Never change. What said the God to disciple in Matthew? The verse 20, the last part. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Wow, that said to the disciple, that said God to us. If you go somewhere, if you preach the gospel, I am with you. What we take in the heaven, our life with God, but we take souls. The target, the purpose of us like church, like believer, like elder, like pastor, is to touch the other hearts, to the other from this world. The gospel, she must be preached to the other. It's very important. We are today here in the church because God sent to us somebody to speak with us about him. Somebody give to us her tracks. So if the church lose that, what we have? We have part in every Sunday. Praise the Lord. That is not our target. That's not our purpose. Is to give to the gospel. We can pray, we can support the missionary, we can go on the street. There's many type of model how we can share the gospel for the lost people. In this moment, when we speak here, people, they die, go into hell. Yesterday, they didn't know anything about this. You and me, we have a big potential to preach the gospel. We understand, how say, we underestimate our life. That is our flesh. When I came in the church, for me, no words in English. Just, I'm Virgil from Romania. That is all, you know. I stay here in front of you, speak in English. Unbeliever. How is possible that? I'm not afraid of that if I do a mistake. God give me the word I want to preach. God give to you a calling, a gift. Just do it. God doesn't look if you are perfect, a nice man, and if you speech very grateful. No. God, he looks at your heart. God, he looks at your attitude. What you do with what I give to you. So it's so important to preach the gospel in some way, to pray for America, to pray for Europe, for all world. America and Europe, less people, they work with God. It's increased the number of believers in Asia, in Asia, in the Africa, but Europe and the Americas go down. What's doing the Christian? We sleep. The Christian in America, in Europe, we start to sleep. For what? Because one day we'll sleep forever, right? One way. We die. So let's do something with what God gave to us. And don't, underestimate with what you have. Because Satan, he wants to think in our flesh, I am not good enough. Nobody is enough good to go into heaven. Nobody is enough good to preach the gospel or to do something for the Lord. But we believe him. So just, I want to go quick another two verses. One is in 1 Corinthians 15, the 19. 1 Corinthians 15, the verse is 19. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable. I don't know how it's spelled, pitiable. Pitiable. Okay. Wow. Let's speak about us. We are in the life. We believe in Christ. But what is the next life? It's when we'll die. When we change. We don't die. Never. We change the residence. We go into heaven. We go to be with the Lord, you know. So our hope is not only here. It's even when we cross in the next world. So we start from here to trust in the Lord, to worship him, to do his will. And I don't want to catch off my stuff. It's my house. It's my car, my money. No. No. 1 second. I used to tell to the people in the street, 1 second later when you'll die, you don't have anything. Anything. If you have God, you'll go in heaven. If you don't have God, you go into hell. So we have a big potential. Our day is a few on the earth. So our hope is not just here in the Christ, but so for the future and for forever, for eternity. Look what said here in John 14 is the last verse. What said Jesus to the disciple? John 14, the verse is 18. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Wow. I was your fan with my mom when I was 14 years. It was something very horribly hard in my life. But when God, he tell to us, I don't leave you. I don't leave you to be an orphan. What means that? I'll be for you a father, a mother, brother, sister, whatever what you need. What means that? God is more than what I have. God is in my heart. God is with me. If many times I am very wrong in my thinking, in the wrong place maybe, but God, he is with us. Now where he lives. And God, he was with Jacob. He gave to him a big family in Haran with from Laban, Lebanon, anyway. And but he bring back home. Everything what God promised to him was filled up. So that is our God. We trust in the Lord. So I don't want to go back. I want to go further. To redeem the time, to transform our material things, our time, in something eternal. That said the Bible. Okay, let's close with the prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for your word, for your calling, what you have in our life. Blessing the next message, which will be preached by Pastor Tom. We pray for all the church, all the brother and sister. Please give to us wisdom. We know we have a calling from you, Lord. And just we want to follow our calling. We ask this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Yeah, okay, yeah. I want also to pray. If somebody doesn't know Jesus Christ, if somebody doesn't know what means to be a Christian, to be a Christian, that means to have a fellowship of Jesus Christ, to trust in Him, because He knows your life. But amazing things, what He did on the cross, He paid for our sin. So if you don't know Him, if you are not born again, just do this simple prayer and to ask to Jesus to trust in Him. He wants to be your friend. He wants to be your Savior. He wants to be for you God. And just accept in your heart and say to this prayer simple. Thank you, Jesus. I believe in you. I want to trust in you. I think your blood is enough for all my sin, for all my life. Please forgive me. I want to receive the eternal life. I believe that one day you take me into heaven. Thank you, Jesus. If you did this prayer, that is by faith, we trust in the Lord, one day we'll go into heaven. We are not worthy to go into heaven, but His blood was shed for our sin. And now you are a right person, you are a children of the God, you belong to Him forever. Thank you. If you did this prayer, just to tell somebody, you are today born again. Amen. Thank you.
Think about the season that have happened. Do not set your heart on former things that have been. I am doing something new. You see miracles now ever more than ever. I do greater things in ever greater measure. I am doing something new. I'm making a way where there was no way, and even the desert, there's living water flowing. I am doing something new. I clothe you in power, I give you my spirit, my ways will be known, the whole world will hear it. I am doing something new. Nuove mai gândiți la ce a fost înainte. Nu vă mai uitați la lucruri vechi trecute. Iată, eu voi face lucruri noi. Lucrări mari veți vedea, mai mult decât înainte. Am lucruri noi să fac și-s gata să se întâmple. Iată, eu voi face lucruri noi. Voi face un drum chiar prin pustie, în locuri uscate va curge apă vie. Iată, eu voi face lucruri noi. Vă dau Duhul meu, vă îmbrac în putere, națiuni vor cunoaște. cunoaște căile mele. Iată, eu voi face, eu voi face lucruri noi. Tell it to the weak, be strong and not do tremble. Put your trust in me and I will make you stable. I am doing something, I am doing something new. I'm making a way where there was no way, and even the desert, there's living water flowing. I am doing something, I am doing something new. I clothe you in power, I give you my spirit. My way will be known, the whole world will hear it. I am doing something, I am doing something new. The lame then will leap for joy. Then the blind will see, deaf ears will hear again. The voice of the voiceless will sing. I'm making a way where there was no way, and even the desert, there's living water flowing. I am doing something, I am doing something new. I clothe you in power, I give you my spirit. My ways will be known, the whole world will hear it. I am doing something, I am doing something new. I am doing something, I am doing something new.
Amen. Doesn't she have a beautiful voice? I used to have a cassette tape of her and the other three girls in that picture singing What a Friend We Have in Jesus in Romanian and English. And it was beautiful. And Pastor Virgil, when I went there in 95, he didn't speak a lick of English. He didn't even know how to say, I am Virgil. But Vali was such a good translator. He spoke French, Hungarian, English, and Romanian, and the pastor would speak in French. He'd be behind me translating wherever we go, the Hungarian village, the French pastor, and when they're speaking Romanian. But one day they sent us to get pizza, and they sent Virgil and I to get pizza. And we were trying to explain to the lady what we wanted, and she spoke a little bit of English, and she was like, how did you two get together? You know, like, I didn't speak a lick of Romanian, he didn't speak a lick of English, and we were both like, God. But so I have a really good message. It's on like the Corinthian church was carnal, you know, and one of the things they were carnal about is that they were not loving. And they were speaking when they shouldn't be speaking. So I'm going to love you and not preach my 40-minute message, okay? Anyway, Lord, thank you for today. And just pray that we'll just keep everything that we heard in the Spirit in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.